You're listening to GPB Savannah. Joining me now for a look ahead at this weekend is Siobhan Egan, who's co-editor of Paprika Southern Magazine. Hey, Siobhan.
Hey, Emily.
Also with us is Anna Chandler, who's arts and entertainment editor for Connect Savannah. Hey, Anna.
Hi.
It is a busy weekend, starting with an art event on Friday.
Yeah, there is a silent art auction. It's called the Page Rippers Silent Art Auction at Location Gallery. And it's going to be really cool because it's a collaboration between artists and writers. The artists were given a prompt to create artwork around scenarios that could happen at the library. And then once the artwork was created, the writers responded to the artwork. And so that's being shown together at this event. And it's going to be really cool.
There's also some music on Friday if you head out to Tybee.
There is. Lynn Avenue, a local country band, is unveiling their EP, Never Been to Nashville. And it's great. It's a great mix of classic country and modern stylings. Check out their Kentucky Bourbon music video. They shot it at the Tybee Post Theater. And it's fun to see the video when they're going to have the performance on that very same stage.
And then also on Friday, you can find some laughs.
Yeah, there's so much going on Friday. The Front Porch Improv is joining together with Charleston's Theater 99, and they're doing Oops, I Hearted, an improvised dating game at Bull Street Labs. And that is probably going to be really, really funny because it's always fun to watch improv.
All weekend long, Anna, there are some very cool movies playing in town.
Absolutely. It's the Grays Reef Film Festival. So learn about the ocean and all the wonderful creatures in it and the people working hard to preserve it. And that is from Friday through Sunday at a variety of spaces. Genlet Creative Spaces, Trustees Theater, at the SCAD Museum of Art. You're going to see some emerging filmmakers. And then on Sunday, it all wraps up appropriately at the Tybee Post Theater.
Also sort of an ongoing thing is the Stage on Bay has a bit of a theme running at the moment.
Yes, it is Blue or Blues Month at the Stage on Bay. First up, we have Mac Arnold and the Willie Jackson Blues Band. He's this amazing low country musician who originally got his start in the 50s. He and his brother, they made a guitar from a steel gas can, broomsticks, wood, nails, and screen wire. And then
wow.
He went on to play with a young James Brown in a band, and then he became a Muddy Waters bassist.
Whoa.
So he has this amazing musical story. He's an incredible bassist, so that'll be some real amazing blues to see.
That sounds awesome.
And if you want to continue with blues as a theme and name, a little different style, on Tuesday, head back to the Stage on Bay for Blues Traveler. And then later coming up, not this weekend, but Blue Oyster Cult is coming to the Stage on Bay, so bring your cowbell.
Also, this weekend, there is a pretty big celebration on Tybee.
Yeah, it's the Mardi Gras celebration on Tybee, and you know the folks on Tybee really know how to party, and so I'm sure it's going to be really great. Street party, parade music, costume contest, it sounds like it's going to be really fun.
Of course, the Savannah Black Heritage Festival also continues, and they've got sort of their big event on Saturday.
Yeah, it's the grand festival for the Savannah Black Heritage Festival, and it's at the Civic Center. It's also family activities, but they're also having a concert with American Idol's La Portia Renee, and so that's going to be really wonderful and exciting to see that.
Speaking of fun for the whole family, there is a great chance for some of that on Sunday as well.
Yeah, here's your chance to go to see some of Savannah's museums for free. It's Super Museum Sunday, and you can bring the family with you.
Excellent. Well, Siobhan Egan, co-editor of Paprika Southern, thanks for joining me.
Thanks so much, Emily.
And Anna Chandler, arts and entertainment editor of Connect Savannah. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.